Because we're New Yorkers, so it don't matter. We're going to start the show.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
This is One Up'em Radio.
One Up'em Radio, OneUp'em.com.
And
I am Ed, your host.
And I'm Benny.
Producer. And also, you know, you pretty much hosted with me. You're a smart guy. I like you here.
I try.
I like you here a lot.
Thanks. I like you here, too.
Well, let's start by saying how I'm fucking exhausted. Because
yeah, you look a little exhausted there.
You know what's funny? Today I feel refreshed, but thank you for just telling me I look like shit. So, yeah, we just, the crew got back from Denver, Colorado for an event we did with Dope Roots and X Games.
Yes, indeed. My heart was with you guys. I wish I could have came.
Yeah, the event is nuts. We were there to set up a nice arcade section, a nice some retro stuff, and because we have the equipment, obviously, so... We just did that, and we rented scaffolding, made it look really cool.
Check that out on the Instagram.
Yes. Check it out on Instagram, at Team One Up'em. They had a fucking skate park in the place.
Yes, would look awesome.
Yeah, they had a couple pro skaters doing their thing. They had performers, a lot of DJs. It was just a blast, man. It was such a good experience.
It looked crazy fun. The setup looked amazing.
Yeah, it you guys, was a lot of work.
Big ups to the work you guys put out there.
Yeah, well, we're back now, and we got to keep moving.
Exactly.
More stuff to do.
Fight through the jet lag.
God, it was the worst. The worst.
Well, while you were gone...
The news, huh?
Lots of things kind of went off. You know, last time we spoke, it was the little mini direct from Nintendo.
Yeah.
And then they came out... with another important message to bring us. And their first thing was saying, this is for the young at heart. And also the young, you know, the old who are young. I don't know. I forgot exactly what the thing was. But they introduced us to the Nintendo Labo.
I like that.
You like glorified cardboard?
Yeah, I do. I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Is cardboard expensive?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
Sometimes.
And, I mean, maybe. It's Nintendo. But it seems affordable, and it seems really, you know, kid-friendly, and learn about, you know, robotics and whatnot.
I picture it
like... Obviously, everyone doesn't have a Switch, but it looks like such a cool thing to see, like in a school, and just it's just the basics of learning how to build shit.
Yeah, I mean, but everything's integrated with the Switch.
Yeah.
So you're gonna need the enhancements of the Joy-Cons and the camera that's on the Joy-Con, the right Joy-Con, I believe.
Well, then you buy it.
Exactly. But. They're coming out with, two sections? It's a regular kit and then a robot kit.
Yeah, the regular kit is going to be real popular. That robot kit, that's where the money's going to come in. You see that.
People are going to get the regular one. They're going to go, I need the robot.
Yeah, but it just looked, it's so insane. It's so simple and it's just cardboard, and the Switch itself gives you the directions on how it works. It's wonderful.
I like the functionality they had with the piano.
Yeah, the piano was good. I dug the fishing rod. The
fishing rod looked pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the motorbike bar handles, the handlebar, that was okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty basic. Seeing that.
It's something that we're going to have to look forward to and wait for more updates with the Labo. Creation.
Yeah, but it's just something I think for a kid to expand his mind in. Mm-hmm. Look at it. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, you know what? Let's have kids do something different now than just actually just play a game with it.
I like the fact that Nintendo gave us a heads up to not be overzealous on what they want, because everyone's waiting for the big direct. you know, for like the major titles.
Yeah.
Well, we are approaching 1 year with the Switch. So something has to come.
By the way, I am a Switch owner.
Yes, you are.
It's very nice.
That happened while you were over there in Denver.
First game I purchased, Stardew Valley, because I love my indie games. Shout out to all my indie developers out there.
Yes, indeed. And
yeah, I love that game. And also Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Can't go wrong with Mario Kart.
I needed a classic multiplayer, you know, fun time.
Indeed.
Fun time.
Speaking of Mario Kart in general, today, on this fine first of the month, February, we got Mario Kart Mobile announced, a new Nintendo mobile game.
Now, that was just, that news was just exhausting because I'm so into the new Mario Kart now. I'm like, another one? My phone now?
It's going to bring a whole new aspect.
I don't know. I was reading, I believe, like I told you, the quality of it is going to be like 64.
They need to just make sure that they come correct with the details.
Well, I believe the maps that they're using for this is from the 64.
Gotcha. I'm talking about come correct with all the information and not have another Super Mario run where you had to pay $10.
Yeah, I just realized that. I'm like, ooh, how much are they going to charge for this one?
Yep.
Actually, you know what? They're going to charge $10. Sounds about right.
Just let me know from the start.
Okay.
More announcements from Nintendo today was the Nintendo Online Services finally have a date, which now will be announced on September of this year.
Right.
So we can get a couple more months of free online.
Well, once you start charging for online services, we're going to get shit, right?
Virtual console. So all the old games.
Beautiful. I'm with that.
Dr. Mario, your regular.
Why was that the first one you had to say?
Because I love Dr. Mario.
I'm not a fan of Dr. Mario. I know, and I'm in the minority here.
I love Dr. Mario.
It was like by the time that came, I was Tetrised out. And I was like, I'm done with this format. Give me some. I need more side scrolling in my life.
Sounded like you need more pills in your life.
Yeah, I know. I'm crazy. It's crazy Boink. Talk. It's late. I'm tired. I told you. Nah, I feel fine.
So those online services, just to go over them again, was it $4 per month? And then I think it was like $10. For like 6 months or something like that. And then I know it's $20 for the year.
That's nice. That's very nice of them.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was like $7.99 after that, I think, for like 3 months or something like that. Anyway, they
sounds
have,
affordable. I like this.
Affordable, but will it hold up?
No.
To the giants of PlayStation and Xbox Live.
That's a good point. I don't know. I really don't. We'll have to see. But the fact that they're going to give you the retro shit, I'm with that.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a lot to go about it. And the third announcement from Nintendo today was the animated Mario movie has been confirmed.
There's no...
With the...
No good can come from this.
No good?
No good can come from
Listen,
this.
Listen, Illumination is a pretty good studio. They've had some hiccups. But Despicable Me was great, and I think the whole animated portion of that's going to be...
I just want to know what chapter in Mario's life they're going to go with. That's all. That's all I want to know. I wonder if you think in this movie the princess is going to be kidnapped?
Does he jump on Goombas? Does he take mushrooms?
If you're wondering what the movie's going to be about, please stop. You already know.
I don't know. There's a lot to look forward to. You got a lot of new arcs this way. Odyssey. But Odyssey is very complete, as we were talking about before.
Yeah, but you know what I was saying? Yeah, because you can't solely have it based on Odyssey. Because he doesn't speak to anyone other than the little ghost hat. But no Luigi. You don't have, you know, there's no other characters.
Yeah.
So
Toad.
Yeah, but there's always Toad.
Captain Toad, that is.
Yeah, Captain Toad. No, I see it. I think I told you my theory, maybe just putting them all in together. There'll be moments where you'll see him in 2D. He'll fall somewhere. He's in 2D. I don't know.
But that would be pretty dope.
You'll see Odyssey parts. You know, a ghost hat, maybe. Maybe you'll see
Yoshi. Will we see the rabbits?
I say they'll come out like as a spoof during the credits at the end.
That, you know how I feel about rabbits.
You don't like them.
I don't. But the game is a good game. But it comes with other issues I have with Ubisoft. But yeah, maybe I'll come around to it. Maybe the rabbits will warm my heart one day.
Now, Benny, let's get away from Nintendo just for a little bit. Celeste.
It's Nintendo.
Damn it. We're not getting away from Nintendo.
This is Nintendo Switch Celeste.
Now, the trailer was nice.
I had the pleasure of getting some gameplay.
Okay.
One of the my friends came over and I tried it while he was working on something on the computer. And wow.
Wow.
He had gone through it for a little bit. He was like, please play this game while I do this. And for the moment I picked it up and started it.
I mean, did he say it bothered? Like, I hate this game. Like, get no, this away from me? No, he was like, me?
You need to play this.
Okay.
You need to play this right now. And, you know, I'm always a little hesitant on when it comes to the old kind of retro style stuff. Like, the only old indie style game that kind of got me was like Shovel Knight.
Okay.
But this game, the music was on point. The flow had like a modern feel with a retro style look.
Talk to me after class. I have some indie games that retro style that you might like.
All right. I'm ready. Right. I'm ready to get schooled.
Okay. Back to Celeste. You were liking it.
No, that's what
going good.
Absolutely.
Like, I saw some of the gameplay you showed me. It looks like Super Meat Boy.
It looks like it has a Super Meat Boy feel.
But you say that, but I'm like, kind of looks exactly like Super Meat Boy, except you're not a lump of meat.
there is a
but
character.
But I did see the maneuvering is a little, it's crazier than Super Meat Boy.
It's a little more fluid. Like, she moves in a very, like, whimsy way, like she kind of teleports.
Yeah, you're not.
Her zoom is a little.
It's quick. Not. It's just. It's not run jump like Super Meat Boy. There's a little flow to it. You're twisting in the air a bit, depending on the angle that you're jumping.
Timing is all.
Yeah, it looked fucking hard. After
I died a lot.
Yeah, it did not look easy.
I was like, man, this is good. I feel like a pro, and then all of a sudden it was like, you feel like a pro.
Here's level two. Alright, I'm looking for. I'll try that out. I'll give it a shot.
Yes, indeed. So now I can tell you this one last thing, and then we could finish the Nintendo talk. There was a leak. Possible leak. Possible real. Possible fake. For new starter Gen 8 Pokemon that is supposed to be for the Switch.
That's exciting.
They looked pretty good. But
are you talking about those framed still shots, right?
The framed still shots with the big old confidential lettering on them.
Yeah, that. I told you, I think that was real because they just look too adorable. If it's going to be a Pokemon game for the Switch, they're going to stick to the adorable side.
I remember when the other ones leaked.
Were they that adorable?
And I was like, oh man.
Were they that little, cute though?
Yeah, the little seal.
Yeah, and then you saw the other ones that supposedly were leaked. They look too brolic. They look like actual like fighting characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're just like there's a beyond bloody roar.
Yeah. So the first one, the one that they say was fake, I'm like, no, they all look like Pokemon to me. They're adorable. That's what Pokemon. They're pocket monsters. They have to be cute.
They gotta be cute. There's definitely a cute factor. So there's three that were shown. A pony, another pony, which was Steel and Fire. A bear type, which was Grass and Electric.
Interesting.
And
I like that.
Some type of coral. Carl.
Carl.
Carl. That was just a pure water type, I believe. I don't know. It was a 4chan post, so
you now can, were you did it?
That probably just nullified everything that we just talked about on this.
Did it make you? Did you see those? Did you like it when you see it, or was you like tired? Like, ah, oh, this I get it. It's
it looked game. Like some Disney stills, like that pony, but the bear looked pretty cool.
Okay.
The bear looked pretty cool.
As long as you weren't disappointed. I don't want Benny to be disappointed.
No.
You like games way too much.
I am. I'm all about those games. I don't know. What Rockstar, else is there?
The Rockstar game?
Yes. That got announced. Also, we finally have an announced date, a release date, I should say, for Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm a little upset about that name. But then,
I'm not.
It's not. Isn't the third game?
I mean, is it maybe? Is gonna follow the storyline of Red. Wow.
Red wine.
I like this. It's going. I'm going delirious, dude.
I know.
Going fucking crazy.
The lag. You're gonna crash. That lag's gonna hit you.
Red Dead Redemption 2. I mean,
we had Red Dead Revolver. We had Red Dead Redemption. Where's my Red Dead Resurrection?
No.
I know that wasn't going to stick.
You're asking for too much. Just let them live. Just let them title it whatever they want. They've been working way too fucking long for this game for us to start bitching about the title now.
We believe in Rockstar. We believe in Rockstar.
Yeah. You won our hearts, what, in 2002?
Absolutely.
I think that was the year that solidified Rockstar with us.
I never spent so much time in the West. As I did with that game.
All right. More fighting games. We love your fighting games.
It was a big day. And pretty much, I haven't seen so many people on PSN personally in a long time. Half of my list was either on Dragon Ball FighterZ or Monster Hunter World.
Now, where do you want to get into first?
Well, I'm going to go and get into Monster Hunter World because
I have some questions.
I took the beta on that one.
I have some questions about that game.
Speak.
So you make your own character and you make your own pet character as well?
Your little helper.
And you customize your own little helper?
Yes.
And then you hunt monsters?
You hunt monsters. There's like quests. You help villages out.
Is it a single player game?
It's a multiplayer. It's an open world now.
You meet up with your buddies.
You can call upon your buddies. You have a squad. They're a big, big, huge, like, giant. I can't even explain it. Like, this is my first Monster Hunter really going in depth into it. So
kind of sounds like World of Warcraft.
A little bit. just a wee bit.
It's the World of Warcraft. Yeah. It's like, this is like a licensing issue. But World of Warcraft, enjoy it.
The Monster Hunter series is pretty beast.
Is there mana in this game?
Is there mana? I don't really know too much in depth. I can be completely honest.
If you can deal with mana, then this is a straight ripoff of World of Warcraft. But that's cool because it's just ridiculous. That's another time life consumer. You don't need that in your life. Just play Monster
Hunter. I only played the beta. I haven't bought it yet.
That's not like you, Benny.
I know.
Not like you at all.
That's only because I chose. You asked me what to choose first.
Yeah.
Because the second game, I'm going to talk about a lot.
Sit back and relax, folks. You're going to hear some shit.
So the game that I've been on was Dragon Ball FighterZ. Some people were calling it Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I think. Why?
Because that's the way it was spelt out. and it's Dragon Ball Z. Does anyone say, hey, I'm going to go watch Dragon Balls? No. They say Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, so I guess Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Exactly.
Sounds about right.
But FighterZ. Whatever, Bandai Namco.
But you're enjoying this?
This game is got so much super potential. The game mechanics are amazing. The art and direction is amazing. The cutscenes are amazing. the
control, the controls, controls you said
and the combos. It seems as if it's a very simple. People were complaining about single button, like button mashing and single button combos.
Yeah,
there takes some finesse, and it takes some time. Because I will not lie, I was getting my ass handed to me. But the last couple of days, I've been training like 100 times gravity.
Nice.
And I've been getting 10 times better. By 100 times gravity, I've been studying YouTube videos.
Of course.
And now my combos hopefully will be put to the test.
Who's the cheese character of that game?
Yo, everyone is pretty well-rounded.
Who's the Chun-Li of that game, bro?
Nope.
Who's the Chun-Li of that game?
All right, so the character that pisses me off the most.
There you go.
There you go. The character that's been pissing me off the most, big old Majin Buu.
Okay.
Majin Buu's got like a weird style. He'd just be clapping you. He'd just be clapping you right in the face. But I got a little something. I've been working on my squad and trying to get that together. Squad right now is Kid Buu. I went with the Little Buu. Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta.
Vegeta?
Yes. And I, Mr. God of Destruction, Lord Beerus. Yes, indeed. I had to go with God of Destruction. And then you can find me out there in the lobbies. I made my new name, BX Beerus.
BX Beerus.
BX Beerus. Come see me. Be in US East 2.
And if anyone wants to find me, you can't, because I'm on Stardew Valley working on my farm. Let me tell you something, Benny. You get excited about your fighters.
You get excited about those melons.
Let me tell you something. I just got fucking kale seeds, bro. I'm going to run it. I'm going to run that fucking town with the kale. I'm the guy. You need kale? You come to me in Stardew Valley.
Ed's got a whole food chain coming up.
You have no idea. There's a whole food in that game. I'm going to shut them down with my farm. I'm going to bring it back to organic shit. That's what I'm up to. And sometimes I fish.
Sometimes.
Yeah, and at night, monsters come out on my farm and fuck my shit up, but I gotta take care of that.
It sounds like World of Warcraft.
It's exactly like World of Warcraft. And it only costs $15 once.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we're good, Benny, man. I just want to get one more thing out of the way. We have a big event, February 24th.
What is happening on February 24th?
We're having a hot tub time machine 80s party.
Ooh.
At Super Chief Gallery in Ridgewood, Queens, New York.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah, and we're not just calling it that because, you know, 80s and whatever. No, we're calling it that because there's literally going to be five working hot tubs in the joint.
Wow.
During the event, you are free to do whatever. If you want to jump in the hot tub, go ahead. It's going to be nice. We're also going to have live music. We've got about 3 bands, DJs, food. There'll be food available. Plenty of art. And of course, games. You like games?
Love games.
Awesome. More details to come. Check the page out at Team 1UP'em. Also, we have our own Instagram page.
At 1UP'em Radio.
Yeah. At 1UP'em Radio. Check that shit out. We have 2 followers.
Well, we're following 2 people.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're following. We have 2 followers. That's so bad.
Actually, we do have 2 followers. It's us.
Oh, yeah.
Ta-da.
We're also 2 followers. We're only following 2 people for now because it's just practical and it's funny.
So go check that out. Yeah. We're following.
So, again, February 24th. Please check it out. We're going to have more details. Check the page out. You can get advanced tickets. You pay cheaper price, which, you know, you might want to do.
It's going to be a fun time. And in February, it's cold. Not better than a hot tub to be in.
That's why. It's going to be nice and fucking warm up in there.
I'm ready. I'm about to get my suit out.
Also, every Tuesday, come at Super Chief Gallery in New York. We are having our arcade night every Tuesday.
Weekly arcade night.
It's fun.
Salute. Well, everybody, it's been fun. I hope you enjoyed the news. And please, I hope to see you guys out there.
Yeah.
Super Chief Gallery, one last time.
All right, see you on the next one. Peace.
Peace.